This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. In the last few years and up until recently, majority of the companies have focused a lot on endpoint security in light of the opening of BYOD floodgates. Tablets, smartphones, sensors and the Internet of Things have created dilemmas on the need to secure corporate networks against those 50 billion devices that will be connected to the Internet in a few years' time. As a result, most IT resources security today are plunged into protecting endpoints and network equipment from hackers and breaches. And today we're speaking about IT security spending and how it is misplaced despite the increase. And to explain all this is Kalim Chowdhury. He's the Senior Director, Sales Consulting ASEAN for Oracle. So Kalim, welcome to the show. Now let's talk a bit about the general perception of IT security and, you know, database protection. What's the perception on this from, you know, Malaysian companies or, you know, Asian companies?
Firstly, thanks, Jeff, for inviting me. Unfortunately, the general perception of Malaysian companies as compared to the nations around Malaysia and across the globe, slightly better. I would say slightly better. Slightly better because we in Malaysia have been thinking from the perspective that just securing the perimeter is good enough. But what has happened in the last few years, the perimeter has changed, and I'll explain in a little while. But the good news on the other hand side is in the last few years, Malaysia has introduced security, data security standards through Data Privacy Act, and also have regulated credit card industry and financial transactions. So because of these regulations coming into play, these standards coming into play at every level in the organizations, they are taking a different look at the entire information security framework. Mm-hmm. They are coming to that understanding that just securing the perimeter is not good enough, and a defense in depth strategy needs to be worked out.
Now, you mentioned just now, you know, there's a change now. What is this change that you know has made companies sort of realize that this is just not good enough?
I mean, absolutely. One thing is if you see in the last few years, mm-hmm. there used to be a time 5 years ago when only the privileged employees used to get access to the corporate networks from the other side. But now the corporate network has been opened up to the public. It's not only the employees and the privileged users, it's the suppliers, it's the customers, it's all sorts of mobile devices that are connected to the corporate network. When the perimeter has changed and the access have been made available, obviously then the possibilities of the data breaches and new ways of breaching into the network has emerged as well.
And is this prevalent across, you know, Southeast Asia as a whole, or is it just a specific, you know, a country specific that has this issue?
It's not country specific at all. It is how we understood security in the previous years. And if I look at some of the examples, some of the names that have been up in the data breaches, Target, one of the very largest retail giants in the U.S. market, mm-hmm. eBay. We heard about J.P. Morgan, Home Depot. Now these are very, very successful names and global brands, and all four of them have gone through data breaches in the last 24 months. Mm-hmm. They had done pretty much everything what many of the companies would do around IT security, but what is shifting at the moment is relook of how to protect the assets. As I said earlier, the perimeter has changed. You cannot just secure network and take a comfort out of it that nothing would happen. You need to bring the security controls to the assets where they exist, closer to the data. You need to implement auditing processes. You need to ensure that you are understanding your data, and more so you are able to classify your data based on the access.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, even the bigger players, the big boys, you know, your eBay, your Targets, even Sony and Dropbox as well. You know, they've all had, you know, cases of, you know, data breaches and stuff. Is it true then, you know, the companies here in Asia have this thing that, you know, it only happens to the big boys, it won't happen to me because I'm just too small?
Absolutely not. So we have had similar incidents with the local companies as well. And because of the recent incidents, and just to add to that, if I just take a credit card theft example, a financial transaction example, the reason why hackers are so interested in breaching the personally identifiable information or the credit card information is because this is very lucrative.
Yeah.
According to Bloomberg studies, the overall credit card theft market is over $114 billion. And because of it being lucrative, because it being vulnerable as well at the same time, so there is a trend in every country, regardless whether they are in the Western Hemisphere or Asian countries. Mm.
So, what would you say then are some of the common misconceptions when we talk about, you know, safety?
The misconception, Jeff, comes from two perspectives. One is not properly understanding the insider threat, which is there due to the misuse or a misuse of the privileges. So internal threat is not taken very seriously by a lot of corporations, entities, etc. The second, as I said, the parameter has changed. Now there are all sorts of mobile devices that connect with the corporate network. There are the adoption of Internet of Thing phenomena happening, not only the your customers are connecting, your employees are connecting, your suppliers are connecting as well. And when that is the situation, then you will obviously need to put focus. You need to take a different approach in securing the information.
Mm-hmm.
Parameter is an important factor, but that's not all of it. You need to bring the security controls closer to the assets, to the data where it exists. You need to implement auditing. You need to have an inside-out approach. You need to think it through, layered approach on security at every layer of that goes through accessing the data, from data itself to the applications to the network.
I'm speaking to Kalim Chowdhury. He's the Senior Director of Sales Consulting ASEAN for Oracle. And in just a moment, we'll talk about defining the inside-out practice. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jasandu, and I'm speaking to Kalim Chowdhury. He's the Senior Director of Sales Consulting ASEAN for Oracle Asia-Pacific. Kalim, you know, why and how companies are led to believe that, you know, their database are safe whilst, you know, reducing spending on, you know, database protection?
Yep. So a recent study by IDC came to that conclusion that the most vulnerable places today is the databases where the data is secured.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next in line are the applications that provide the access to the data and perform certain business functions. And thirdly is the network. And when we look at the resource alignment, and the focus is totally opposite to that. A lot of emphasis, focus is put in place on securing the network, and lesser so to the application. But databases usually are left alone.
Yeah.
This is somewhat aligned to the human behavior as well, Jeff. If we have to, our instinct reaction is if we have to secure our home, we would go and try to secure the front door locks.
Mm.
but what has changed? And what has changed that now the nature of the businesses has changed.
Mm.
These are electronic businesses, and everyone would be coming to your home and looking at that. And in that capacity, obviously, the governments are coming to realization. Hence, they are introducing a lot of regulations.
Yeah.
The larger entities, with all that news in the past 24 months, where a lot of big names, very successful names, have suffered. Coming to that realization that we have to take the security approach to a different level.
Mm. So define to me the inside-out practice to enterprise security and its importance to companies, you know, security strategy.
So your data is like your assets.
Okay.
In our home, we got jewelry, we got credit cards, we got
Some money lying around,
exactly. So data for enterprise is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we bring the security controls closer to our assets, our data, that would be a better way of protecting it. especially in an environment where the access is all over the place to that thing. So insight approach starts with understanding your data. Mm-hmm. And based on your understanding, you need to classify your data. Which one is your personally identifiable data? Which one is your sensitive data? Which data can be given to certain set of users trying to access it? So once you understand your data, you classify your data, then you can come up with the policies, procedures, how you secure it. You obviously, all sorts of data needs to be encrypted, but who gets access to what portion of the data, how data gets masked, mm-hmm. how data gets redacted, and that's how the inside-out approach starts. And then you move on to controlling the access, you move on to implementing the auditing processes, you move on to securing the perimeter as well.
All right. And how does this then prevent internal breach?
Internal breach is primarily done through two means. One is you need to restrict access. Mm-hmm. So it has been for some time. The DBAs, the system administrators would have access to everything, and in some cases even the application users would have access what they should not have had. So based on coming back to that fact, once you have classified or categorized the data, then you can restrict the access of the privileged users. I'm not talking about the unprivileged, the privileged users, you can restrict it. The second thing that you can do is you can redact or mask the information. Not everyone needs to see the entire record on a person. Social security number, or for that matter, national ID number, or how much salary they're making. So you can mask or redact based on the person who is accessing the information. Mm. Even once you have redacted or masked the data, you have controlled the access, the auditing needs to happen. Mm. The auditing needs to be put in place. Who is looking at what information? What behavioral abnormalities are occurring? If someone is looking at some information that they shouldn't be looking at, then that should raise the audit flags and alarms. Mm.
And what are some of the available security options for database protections besides having encryption and all that?
The good news is we're not short on options. Mm. So we have had every aspect of security that we have discussed, from encryption to controlling the access to the data based on what the privileges of the users are, to implementing the audits on keeping track of what they are looking at, and also access control. So all those technologies are there available in the market mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. What is more important is that all these for these various layers of protection and securing the data, a plan is put in place, a serious roadmap is put in place, and those technologies are implemented. Mm.
How would a company go about implementing a policy when it comes to doing new security stuff, especially when if it's a larger organization and for them to move into something completely new, they have to have new policies. How would they go about it?
Yep. So a lot of large companies are already doing it. The good news is, as I said, a lot of work has gone in place. Even at the government level, a lot of work has gone in place. Mm-hmm. Them introducing the PDPA regulation, them introducing PCI DSS regulation. Many of the financial regulatory bodies have given a framework to all the financial institutions, how their the banking audit includes the audit of the IT systems as well. So in terms of laying out the how to go about it, a lot of regulations get into the details, and a lot of thinking has gone in place. Now, more so, many of the entities and the businesses are coming closer to complying to those regulations. And you would see in the coming years, there will be stricter enforcement from the government entities towards that regulation. And more so, there would be more commitment from the businesses as well, because they have seen the repercussions, and they have seen a lot of their competition counterparts, colleagues in the news for the wrong reasons as well.
Now, what would you recommend to companies on how to improve their IT security strategy better to protect their business assets more comprehensively?
Yeah. See, the recommendation should come on if we look at the incidents of the past 24 months.
Yeah.
And when we look at the incidents of the past 24 months, it has been all security breaches, either stemming from the insider threat or stemming from the fact that there were direct accesses made to the data outside the application access or outside the going through their regular network firewalls. So that's where I meant both. They need any big organization or small organization for that matter needs to look at the thorough blueprint of how the insider threat is being addressed. When a person moves from one role to another role, are the privileges being taken off? In many organizations, you will be surprised they are not. A complete review of their insider threat and how to address it and how to restrict the access, how to implement auditing through technology. And also a complete revamp of the fact that there are most of the data breaches have happened through the phenomena of this changed parameter concept. People have access to the data outside the firewalls. People have access to the data by new channels that have been opened to access the data, such as mobile devices, internet, etc.
The year is 2015, and you know, what do you foresee changing, in 2015 compared to what happened in 2014?
Yeah. See, the phenomena that we are living through today, Internet of Things, there would be more and more mobile devices. Yeah. According to Frost and Sullivan, the market is expected to, just in Asia Pacific, is expected to grow to $60 billion market by 2020. We have seen in 2014, there have been a wider adoption of big data type of processing as well. So just according to IDC, according to Forbes, just big data products and services alone in 2014 made up a market of $30 billion. So when you're seeing an adoption of big data, when you're seeing Internet of Things, and when you're seeing computing everywhere and increased adoption of mobile devices, that offers a lot of interesting excitement in the market as well. It is transforming the way we interact with each other, the way we interact with businesses, etc. But at the same time, that puts a different challenge as well. And that challenge is how to protect personal information. How to ensure that the sensitive data is secure. And for that matter, there would be more stricter enforcement of the existing regulations around privacy protection, around auditing of the IT systems, and more than enforcement, as I said earlier, there is a more awareness within the business entities as well, because last thing that they want to have is their customer data being publicized or being breached in. So you would see that adoption becoming the concept of, as I said, the entire security approach. People now are coming to that understanding parameter is important, but that's not all of it. Security controls needs to be brought closer to the data itself. Auditing needs to be implemented. Trust and verify model needs to be adopted, where I trust you, but I would verify your access. One last comment, Jeff. I would say there's not a more there have not been a time when there's a need for knowing your data better and understanding the access to it. So the moment you know your data better and you are looking and verifying the access to it, you can secure it.
I guess when you put all this together, and if a company has already a good policy in place, for them to, for big data to come in and, for Internet of Things to come in, it wouldn't be such a scare to them. Yeah. I've been speaking to Kalim Chowdhury. He's the Senior Director, Sales Consulting, ASEAN for Oracle Asia Pacific, debunking IT security spending. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.